My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, it came as no surprise to onlookers because Bulldog is not in the studio today that I could not turn the TV on.
Oh, no.
They were worried. It has been a long time since you didn't come in, and you usually are the one who turns on the TV, if we ever even bother.
Right, if there's something, you know, now that golf is kind of dormant, I'm not eager usually. You have turned baseball on when I wouldn't have been thinking about it walking in the door.
Yeah, like once.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Twice, maybe.
I kind of like that when that happens. So I'm sorry to hear that this crisis has befallen you.
I mean, it might be on. I turned it on 15 minutes ago, and there's the blue light and the little circle with the line in it that says power.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's as far as I've gotten. I wanted the Champions League. Today is Champions League.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, well, now it's like I'm doing this, so we'll see.
Right.
If it happens, it happens.
Well, you can probably watch it on Zach's TV anyways.
That's right. He doesn't seem to have any trouble in there turning the TV
no,
on.
No, yeah, his
gear, easy.
Gear,
makes it look
his
easy.
Gear works. You know, he's also half our age. Like, maybe he's just more adept at handling the technology than we are at this point.
I have a light in the house that it's just random when it comes on. Like, it's the dining room, the lamp over the dining room, and so it's a little game I play with myself to see how many, I try to guess how many clicks it'll take. When I get to, like, 20, I give up, and sometimes, that's happened, but, like, recently I got to 17, and I guess, like, 5, and then when you get it in 1, I wake the kids up.
So this is a switch that is probably faulty, it sounds like,
oh, yeah.
But still works enough of the time that you haven't really done anything to address its faulty.
If something, I mean, you know me, if something works 1% of the time, I'm not fixing it. Right. I'm just going to deal with it. I'm going to live with it. So this light, it's got a dimmer, you know, and if I just sort of push it hard with your thumb, and if you get it in 1, I mean, that's a celebration.
Yeah.
You almost want to turn it off and then try again to see if maybe you fixed it somehow. I do think there's a technique to it. But I don't have analytics on this.
Right.
Just keeps life interesting. Yeah. Why fix it? What's interesting about that?
Right. I mean, there's no more drama there.
That's it. It just turns on.
It's all over. Yeah.
Who wants that?
Boring. I have a light switch on a light in a back hallway near the stairs that lead up to this attic that I'm in today, and I think when I put the fixture in, I wired it backwards so that down is on, up is off.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Like 15 years ago, and it annoys me. It used to annoy me a lot, but never enough to fix it. Like, it's a pretty easy fix. I mean, all I got to do is really take it off of there, you know, take the switch plate off, and just switch the wires, and it'll be normal. But I decided to live with it, and now you're just reminding me that it still annoys me. Like, I've piled past it, but now I'm going to see it and be like, oh, man, that switch.
I could go on about this because I've got another one. It's by the front door, which has two switches. One is for the light in that front room, and the other is for outside. And I am now at the point where I am never really quite sure which is which. Like, that never used to be a problem for me, but sort of just flip them both and, you know, or it's now dark enough in the morning when the kids are getting up, take the dog out, like 6:15, need the light on. And like, oh, which one is it? I don't really want to turn the inside light on because that's a little bright for that time of day, but I need the outside light.
So much drama.
Yes. But again, I do like this about my life. I do like sort of the uncertainty and the joy in being able to turn that one light on that doesn't always work.
Keeps you on your toes.
It's just boring when you expect it to work and it works. So what? You never even think about it. Where's the fun in that?
Man, I love the rationalizing that's happening.
I know. But I think I mean it.
World class.
I think I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had like a personal, like a private electrician and handyman or somebody, if I just lived like that, then fine. He comes over and fixes it, and that's it. I would admit to that. But, you know, I don't know how to fix it, and I'm not going to go call somebody when it works sometimes. All it takes is more clicking. Well, Tuesdays are great days. Once we get into the season here, reverse AFC power rankings, Trista Crick, Ross Tucker, Paul Hamilton will join us. There's Saber stuff to talk about. It's not just the preseason. This always happens to me with hockey. Their season opener is 2 weeks from Friday.
Yep.
In Europe.
In Europe, right.
1 o'clock.
Starting,
I believe.
A few days earlier than everyone else because they're over there for the, I don't know what they're calling it, global series or whatever. But yeah, they're playing the Devils in Europe.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, I think that's very cool. Yeah, it does remind me of how excited we were for the start of the 2010-11 season, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Billy Leno and Christian Ehrhoff in the offseason, and they went and played. And Leno scored, I think, in one of those games in Europe.
I think so. It was his last goal.
Right, he scored like, okay, this is going to work great. And he scored like five more goals
you know,
in 3 years.
Brace yourself later. The Sabres are taking down that mural. They won't say what they're doing. I have an idea. And Leno's a part of it. But you know, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in later. If they're not going to like talk about it, we're not allowed to, you know. No,
we can guess and decide what we think would be the best use of that space.
It may or may not include Darius Kasparaitis. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Oh, my Lord. Is this some sort of exorcism plot? Like where we,
yes,
we,
maybe.
We put on display like the things that hurt us the most, and hopefully that will reverse the karma.
You know, dry ice, fluorescent lighting, Brad Park. I got a whole plan. Hey, Electric. It's time now for reverse power rankings powered by Empire Electric. Your, maybe mine, soon, residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Make it work for you. Okay. 16.
I have a feeling you just invited them over to your house.
I would welcome them. How much is it? I don't know. I'd have a conversation.
I'm gonna just say right now, if they offer, I'm still too proud to have them come because I know how to fix this switch and I can do it easily. I just have been lazy about it, so I will not.
Now you're rationalizing.
Yes. What a pair we are. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to keep everybody waiting. 16.
Yeah. 16. I think there's one name.
Yeah, see, I'm sort of I'm going to guess it's one of the two that I'm considering, and I am not going to fight
Eagles.
Either way, I would say either Denver or Tennessee has to be last.
I think it's Denver.
Okay.
What's good?
Yeah, really nothing is good.
I had the stat yesterday that Bo Nix has led them in rushing in both games, and you're like, how many yards is that? And I looked and it was 25. Just, I mean, come on.
That is
what
bad.
What is good? I don't know. To me, Denver is, they deserve to be on top.
I'm totally fine with that.
Okay.
Like I said, I was not dug in on it. It better be Tennessee. Because I did think it through enough to be prepared to suggest Denver ahead of Tennessee. Is that the proper phrase?
Yes.
Because at least, like, Tennessee, the quarterback has made a couple of egregious mistakes that without them, maybe they're 2-0 even. I don't know. I mean, the Jet game is a harder one to sell that on because they lost by 7, I think, in the end. But still, they had opportunity there. And, you know, I know he's on the team and he made the mistakes that cost them, so it counts. But I feel like, you know, clean that up and maybe you could be somewhere, you know, half decent at least. But Denver, that is just not going well. It's year two with Sean Payton. The offense is stuck in the mud. The quarterback looks overmatched. It just is not going well. And offense is supposed to be his thing, and it's just, it's brutal.
Yeah, not yet. What's one thing that's funny but not funny about them, they have this receiver, Marvin Mims.
Mm-hmm.
And Payton, I mean, second-day draft pick last year, I believe. Payton gets the occasional question about him. And just, you would think he's talking about, you know, a relative, the way he just gushes. He lavishes praise on Marvin Mims every time, never plays him. And they have had so few explosive plays since he has been their coach. And like 70% of them are from Marvin Mims, like on kick returns, never plays him.
Yeah, I mean, is it, we talked, you know, earlier, well, after New Orleans went off in week one, and then, of course, they did the same thing to Dallas in week two. You talked about how antiquated their offense was.
Yes.
Was that not a holdover of the Payton system?
I think Pete Carmichael, who he was the guy. He was there, but it was Payton's show, and it was Drew Brees. So I don't know exactly how I would divvy that up.
Yes. But I've not yet seen, I haven't aggressively gone looking for it. Like, I wonder if Denver is using any of the stuff that you should be using, especially to help a rookie somewhat overmatched quarterback.
Maybe.
Or if they're doing what New Orleans had been doing up until this year when they finally found religion and thought, like, hey, play action and motion are of great help to quarterbacks, even if they're 10-year veterans or whatever Derek Carr is.
It's no excuse, but Denver is just so inept production-wise that I haven't even bothered to look.
Right.
You know, like, at least New Orleans last year gave you Chris Olave and Kamara, and like, okay, I'm going to find out because we talk about those players. Denver, just like, there's nobody to talk about. 15, does it have to be Tennessee?
I feel, like, I don't know.
They're not far from 2-0.
That's right. I'm listening on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Indianapolis or Jacksonville? Though I would not consider Cincinnati here. I certainly would not consider Baltimore here. But I feel like Tennessee is probably behind those other two teams still. Jacksonville and Indy. Or ahead.
Okay. I agree. See Ryan Fitzpatrick on their coach?
Yes.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
From Fitz. If he's going to be like that on Twitter, I'm going to follow him. I mean, I don't want to follow any of these famous people that is never interesting. You know, and you have some followers who are just going to retweet them anyway because they're who they are.
Yeah.
I don't even need it. But if Fitzpatrick's going to be like, I haven't decided what I think about Brian Callahan, but this is bad. Like, what he's doing right now is not going to help his quarterback get better.
Yeah, he used the phrasing, made my blood boil.
Yeah, right.
Because what happened, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Callahan was seen clearly mouthing, what the bleep are you doing, after the awful, misguided, I don't know, was that a lateral? Anyway, a turnover down deep in Jet territory, and then yelling at him on the sideline, and was asked about it at the news conference and said he didn't regret it, and Fitz said the whole thing just made his blood.
Yeah, I think the press conference.
Behind closed doors, young guy, what are you doing?
The press conference stuff is the worst. I think a coach can be forgiven for losing it a little bit during the game. You know, like they don't always get their lips read, but when you have, you know, you're the adult in the room. You have time to sort of compose yourself, and you still choose not to. That's not great. All right. This could get interesting here. We better move along here. 14. I think Indianapolis.
I will say Colts. Mostly because it's like the whatever faith we had in them, they were around the playoff cutoff most of the summer, I feel like. And in my head, the whole time, I just always kind of thought, like, okay, what have they proven exactly?
Yeah, right. Why?
I mean, nothing. I mean, we love the quarterback. You and I are probably guilty of loving the quarterback more than we should, considering what he's accomplished in the NFL anyways. He's hardly played. Like the coach, like that matchup, you know, that match with the coach and this quarterback. You know, the coach is from Philadelphia's system. Jalen Hurts broke through and exploded and became an MVP-caliber player. But Richardson just hasn't. There's been nothing. There's like, wow.
It's not that many games.
Running, that's right. But it's still, there's just not, I don't know. It just feels like they've been maybe fraudulently elevated.
We'll see. It's another one of these cool NFC North, AFC South games this weekend with Caleb Williams at Richardson and the Colts. Keep this in mind as we continue through reverse AFC power rankings. The Chiefs are signing Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
13.
I will say Browns before Jaguars.
I'm going to go Jacksonville here.
I think I'd be New England.
Now what do we do?
Would you give the Bills would you give New England a better chance of winning here Monday night than Jacksonville?
Absolutely not. But good, well done.
I mean, they are not far from 2-0 either. They did win their first game and went to overtime with Seattle. I think it's kind of, saying all this, like, I wanted to debate them, but I thought maybe their make the playoffs odds are worth playing, plus 550. If the defense is good, if the Dolphins and Jets are not,
yep,
that helps.
Didn't they lose a key defender over the weekend?
Yes.
There's talk
about
it being season ending, but there was some pushback, like, don't rush it, but it's serious. Like, he's out a long time. I forget the player's name.
McEntee.
Linebacker. McEntee definitely does not sound right.
I mean, yesterday I got so many names wrong, people are just going to think I'm serious now. I don't keep them guessing. All right, so
I'll go with New England on that.
All right.
Fine. So, you know, I'm looking at the time. So I gotta keep things moving along.
12, I'd be Vegas before Jacksonville.
I'm still Jacksonville here. 0-7. They've got Mike McCarthy with better PR at head coach. Trevor Lawrence, two games in, is already going, we suck. You got to figure it out. That's bad vibes there. Vegas, I think, at least has good vibes, even if they're sort of fraudulent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the speech. Thank you, Zach. I'm gonna lean on how Mike just described New England and Jacksonville. You know, whichever one was playing here Monday night, which one would you feel has a better chance to win? And I think my answer to that question would be I think the Raiders belong here before Jacksonville.
Okay. Jacksonville's getting lucky this week.
Yeah, they're
what have they done?
They really haven't done anything, but they're just, you know, the committee likes their likes the cut of their jib.
11, Jacksonville.
Has the show ever sounded older? Sure, yeah.
10, Miami.
Sure, yeah. They're
Jacksonville should have beaten them.
They're in real trouble. Oh, hey, I'm breaking the rules. I said Cleveland like three picks ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is written. It's already written.
Okay, Miami is 10. All right.
9.
Cleveland?
I guess. I think so.
That is not going to end well.
You know what? I'll say Pittsburgh. But that's bad, right? Can it really be Cleveland below Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I Zach, what do you think?
I'm going Cleveland here.
Okay.
And so it is.
8. Steelers.
The Jets.
I think I still would be inclined to respect the Jets more than the Steelers.
They play coming up, not this week.
So I think I'll go Pittsburgh. 2-0 Pittsburgh.
1 touchdown.
Right.
If you missed that yesterday, 5 teams in NFL history have gone 2-0 with 1 touchdown, and 1 is the 88 Bills. 2 of the teams are from the 1920s. 1 is the Steelers, and then there's a Lions team. 7.
I'm still on the Jets.
I'll go Jets here.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
I think it's right. I don't know. I think 6, I'll go Bengals. That was who I was considering there, but I didn't get it out.
What about the Chargers?
I'm curious. They have played the Raiders in Carolina. But they have dominated.
Yep.
The defense has been great. I know, Bryce Young. We'll see. They play Pittsburgh this week. Dobbins is looking good. Quentin Johnston.
2 touchdowns. How did that happen?
You see the second one? You see any of the highlights of that game? The second one, it's like a red zone play, and you can't get more open on a red zone play than he was. Just nobody.
That's
all right.
Harbaugh effect right there.
6.
Well, props to Greg Roman for scheming Quentin Johnston.
If they salvage him, that's a great job, because it was a disastrous start to his career. But he was supposed to be raw. Like the Matt Harmons of the world said, the Chargers last year didn't use him right, and that can be changed.
Yeah.
I would still say Bengals, but I think I should be outvoted. I don't know. People like the Bengals more than I do.
I'd be a little scared, but they the record is bad. Burrow was pretty good on Sunday. They had that game.
Hey, the TV just came on.
I know. Wow, nice. What are you watching?
Channel 1. That's what always it always starts on Channel 1.
All right, good
which
luck
I never had
one.
As a kid.
Yeah.
All right. 6.
I want Chargers here. You said you want to get outvoted, Zach. You want to go with Chargers?
Yeah, Chargers here.
5. Cincinnati.
Yes. I want to go. I was going to say Baltimore. I'm going to say Baltimore again here. I don't really like what they're doing on offense. Derrick Henry's in. They're definitively going to run it. Justice Hill's in. They're going to definitively pass it. Nearly. It's like 90%. And it's just they're throwing a lot more with Lamar Jackson. It doesn't seem like it's going very well. Mark Andrews is kind of just ineffective. And even Isaiah Likely against the Raiders, shut down after having a good game against Kansas City. I do feel like one of those 0-2 teams for the AFC North is going to be in for a long year. I'd probably put my money on Baltimore. I didn't love them in the offseason.
Well, I don't know who else could be four for me. So Ravens at four.
I think they have to be four. Yeah.
Three, Houston. Respect for the Bills start. First in points in the AFC. Dominant win at Miami, who was considered to be, I mean, Miami's favorite in the game.
Okay. Yeah, and Houston, I mean, you know, they did a number. I was impressed with them on Sunday night. I saw a lot of that game.
Still close.
The pass rush was just, I mean, I don't know if the Bears are a mess up front or what, but they, I mean, they got some dudes there.
That's right. I mean, they're a cool thing right now, but I don't know if it can be both that the Bears are a disaster and the Texans are great. Like, that was still a one-score game, so at home.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
And their opener was pretty tight.
Yes. Two, I would say Bills, but I think that could be interesting had the Chiefs lost.
Yeah.
If the Chiefs don't get that flag and they lose to the Bengals, would we have put the Bills first?
I think so.
I'm not doing it because of that one call, I guess, I'm saying. And I don't know if I don't know if I want to, but it would have been doable.
Well, I mean, there is an argument to be made to do, like, it's a pretty lucky way to win. Though the Bills maybe dodged a similar bullet against Arizona, right? Jamarcus Ingram could have been called for interference on that last gas play, and maybe we're, you know, sitting here at 1-1. So I don't think I want to ding Kansas City too hard for getting a call that was made that was correct and benefiting from it, just as the Bills, you know, maybe it's even more arguable that the call should have been made and it wasn't and they benefited. So
Kansas City's probably got to be one until at least they lose one game.
Yeah, I think so. So Bills 2, Chiefs 1.
All right, there it is. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I am just now doing that. Trista Crick coming up. We'll have Ross Tucker and Paul Hamilton as well today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.